Little Amy was only 9 years old when her Uncle Stanley died. It was difficult for her to cope with his terrible death, as she spent most of her summer vacation days with her loving uncle. Amy's father had always worked long hours, and Uncle Stanley was the father figure in her life. Stanley, who'd been divorced for quite some time, had no children, and Amy was his only salvation from a lonely existence. He was buried in the cemetery just 2 blocks up from her house, and she would go visit his grave every day, sometimes more than once. It was on a particularly hot August night when Amy's parents had prepared to go out to a fancy restaurant across town. Both being hard-working professionals and leading a busy life, they felt they'd owed themselves this rare treat. They were running late to make their 8 o'clock reservation. Paul, Amy's older brother, was scheduled to show up at 7:30 to babysit Amy, but had not yet arrived. Seeing that her parents were running late, Amy assured them that she would be fine waiting by herself. She then hurried them to go out and have a good time. They both kissed her goodbye and drove off. Amy was so involved playing with her dolls that she hadn't noticed how fast the time was flying by. Paul had not yet arrived. As the big chime clock in the living room struck 11, distant thunder was heard. Amy began to be scared. This unlikely summer storm was growing louder and mightier by the minute. She took her dolls with her and ran to her parents' bedroom and pulled the blankets over her head. She lay there shivering when suddenly a deafening thunderclap exploded and a brilliant lightning flash illuminated the whole house. The power in the house went dead. Amy picked up the phone receiver to try and call her parents' cell phone, but the phone line was dead as well. The following minutes were eerily quiet. Nothing was heard but the wind blowing in the trees. Amy started crying. Then, to her surprise, the phone rang. Hoping it was either her parents or her brother Paul, Amy hurriedly picked it up. "Hello," she said in a shaky voice. The line still seemed dead. Had she just imagined the phone ringing seconds earlier? "Hello, Mom?" she asked again. Then, sounding faint and distant, a familiar voice was heard over the phone line. It was Uncle Stanley's voice. "Do not leave the house, Amy. You'll be safe if you stay right here. Don't be afraid, I'm watching over you." The phone then went silent again. The storm raged on unabated, but Amy slept peacefully. Early the following morning, Amy was awakened by her brother Paul. As he picked her up off of the bed, she could see through the bedroom window the neighborhood was demolished. All the surrounding houses had been destroyed by the vicious storm. Paul explained that his car had broken down and he'd been stuck on the highway for most of the night. He said that he had some bad news. They would never see their parents again. He told her they were both killed in a horrible car accident on their way home. "It's a miracle you survived the storm," Paul said with tears in his eyes. Weeping uncontrollably, Amy choked out her story of the strange phone call she'd gotten from Uncle Stanley. Paul comforted his little sister, but suspected she was in a state of shock. And yet, as they were walking out of the house, he looked up and noticed something strange. The phone line from the house was entirely intact out to the first pole on the street, but then it dropped at an angle, continuing straight into the cemetery. The end of the broken line was wrapped around the tombstone at Uncle Stanley's grave.